What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For details, go to the website 98five.com.
98.5, this is Weekdays with Mike. Good morning. Now, a 14-year-old girl is speaking out publicly against a school in the US about the school board's plans to allow students to use restrooms and locker rooms that correspond to their gender identity. So this 8th grader attended the public school board meeting last week to oppose a proposed policy. And joining me on the line this morning is regular guest Simon Creek from HHG Legal Group to discuss this. Good morning, Simon. Nice to talk to you once again.
Always good to talk to you, Mark.
Now, this story is quite interesting in the US, and it is. We're going to be talking about PNCs or PNFs, depending on your terminology, parents and citizens, school boards, etc. With this story, is it concerning that a 14-year-old girl is having to fight for her own rights at a place at school where she should feel safe? What are your thoughts on it?
Look, I think generally it is concerning. It's not really a fight 14-year-old should be having to have in any school in any country. I suggest that this is something that should be handled for a child by the parents and by the teachers and indeed by the local or state government. But the broader context here is, I think, really telling and of direct interest, hopefully, but certainly application to West Australian parents, in that at the end of the day, how these things come about is when, I suppose, powers and authorities are allowed to just make decisions, change policies, without enough input and consultation from parents and even the children.
Okay, so when we're talking about this school in Virginia in the US, is this a potential issue faced by schools here in Australia? Very similar.
It is, and, you know, it ties into this whole issue of, alongside that we have a really declining level of involvement in our PNC committees in WA. It's been in the press a little bit recently that schools are finding it really hard to get parents along to these things because we are also time poor. But the spin-off there in a case like this shows you just how important a PNC committee is. I know as a kid, for me, growing up, it was really all about fundraising and, you know, cake stalls. But today, we just seem to have entered a more complex arena. And as a result, PNC committees can play a valuable role in checking the policies and decisions that the school wants to make on really big issues like same-sex toilets and a raft of other issues that I think are very contentious today.
So we can participate, we can get involved. I mean, I would imagine there's plenty of room left on most PNCs or PNFs around the per schools. You mentioned it earlier, we tend to be time poor, but we can actually make a difference. And what I love about PNCs or PNFs is that you get a diverse range of people getting involved, and I think that's quite healthy.
It is. It's really healthy, and it's good for, even if it is just feedback, it's good for the teachers to get that. It's good for students to see the parents involved in the education process. It does differ in terms of usefulness on the type of school, so private schools, government schools, and then the new independent government schools we have here now. They're all going to treat the PNC committee differently. For some, it's a board that does have quite a bit of power. For others, it's very much a limited role. But even there, it's a fact that over time, these committees have had a direct impact, a real influence. Schools don't want parents to be unhappy with their decisions, and they will take the potential for that into account, but the parents have got to be involved in the first place for that to happen.
Yeah, sure. Simon, I'll put you back on hold. We'll come back and chat some more. You okay to hang on there?
For sure.
My guest on the line this morning is regular guest Simon Creek from HHG Legal Group, and we are talking about schools, so school PNCs or PNFs and school boards. Back after this one. 98.5 weekdays with Mike. Joining me on the line this morning is regular guest Simon Creek from HHG Legal Group. We've been talking about this story in the US about this 14-year-old girl that's approached the school board. Simon, what can we, what lessons can we take from this situation in the US, and what can we do better?
I suppose just a recap for new listeners very briefly. First, you know, I think parents do need to step up more in terms of how they influence school policies to the extent they can, so that, you know, kids aren't being forced to do it themselves. If a child feels genuinely uncomfortable about same-sex bathrooms, and I think many, many will, then, you know, it shouldn't really have to be left to the child to make the big fuss. I think parents should get on board with that. We've touched on the fact, though, that PNC meetings are in decline. Parents just don't have time. And I think what I would add to our comments on that is that it's about time all of these committees could be run by Zoom, video conferencing, so that parents can get there. We are very busy. Time is scarce after hours. This would be a sensible fix for that. You know, I think it would bolster the whole concept of parent involvement in the development of school policy and decision making. I think the other thing we can learn very much is that, you know, this is a fairly small school in one part of the US, and yet the story's gone viral on social media internationally. It's a warning for schools that if they make dramatic decisions without enough consultation, we have a lot of social media savvy parents today, and I don't think parents are shy about taking on the school publicly. The schools would be wise. We do a lot of school advice at HHG, Mike, and a common leg to the advice is be aware of the keyboard warrior parent. do bring them in, consult with them on big decisions, because you don't want this blowing up and becoming a viral story that's bad for the school's reputation. So I think the PNC still has a role, in other words. It can be used very positively in good ways. Parents just now have to be creative about how they can find the time.
Interesting. Simon, I'll put you back on hold. We'll come back and chat some more if you're okay to hang on a bit longer there. You are on at 98.5. My regular guest on the line this morning is Simon Creek from HHG Legal Group. Back after this one. You are on 98.5. This is Weekdays with Mike, and joining me on the line this morning is regular guest Simon Creek from HHG Legal Group, and we've been chatting about this story that went viral out of Virginia about the 14-year-old girl that ended up at the school board meeting to oppose a proposed policy. Simon, just taking a slight diversion as we finish off today, this one went viral. The other hot topic in Perth particularly is the recent ACL issue with hiring of public venues, both in Albany, in Perth and Geraldton. What's we've been talking about the importance of board roles. Do school boards have an impact on, could this even spill over to some of our public venues technically with schools and the board's decisions and policies?
Absolutely. I think the issues tie together really well, because what we're really talking about here is influence. And one thing I will say as objectively as possible is that some of the very, let's say, aggressive minority groups in Australia know how to influence everything from trust committees to boards to local councils, you name it. They're quite active in that sense. And I think it's really a call to action for parents in the school sense. It's a responsibility that I would say we have to sit on these committees and boards and support them, so that, first of all, there is a broad representation of parent viewpoints there. And as a result, the decisions that are made, even about what the school can be used for and not, aren't controlled by, let's say, a minority group that has an agenda, a political agenda. So take the school committee. You know, yes, if all of a sudden a school that had for years allowed its, you know, hall to be used by a church every Sunday wanted to change that, the parents would have to be consulted in most public, private and independent school situations. But if that committee is, you know, not diverse enough to oppose it, if it's genuinely held to be the wrong call, then it's just going to get rushed through. And I'd say, in summary, in broad brushstrokes, that's one of the biggest problems we have in Australia at the moment, apathy. And we've seen it really with this PNC issue. It is apathy to some extent that means schools can't get parents to sit on them. But it's apathy that goes further. It extends to our, I think, political party memberships. It extends to, for example, you know, the makeup of perhaps a theatre trust like that, which, you know, has devised a policy which really is very pro one political party and led to the ACL's dilemma last week. Apathy, if we can get rid of that and if we can all do our bit to make sure that what we consider is right and good input into policy making, if we play our role, then vocal minority groups won't be able to control the political and social agenda. That is what they want to do. I would suggest we all have a role, we all have a responsibility combating that.
And just finally, Simon, do you think even thinking about when you start talking about things like policy, do you think that can scare a lot of people off thinking that they have to have a certain level of education or experience? Because, is that one of the off-putting factors, do you think?
It might be. That's a good question. I have to say I haven't given that much thought, but you're right. The word policy itself can send complex connotations, I guess.
Yeah.
And it's not. Really, when we say development of policy at this level, you know, in your local branch party, on your PNC, wherever, we're just talking about making sure there's a broad and representative viewpoint being represented and not controlled by an aggressive minority. So it's just your view as an Australian, and it's an important view. All of our views in these situations are important. And to tie it back to the original story here, if you're worried about the school your children are going to making bad policies that could in fact put them in very difficult positions sexually and in other ways, then stand up, be heard, you know, join the PNC, write to the school, write to your local MP. We are not very good at that in Australia. We're not vocal enough. We tend to be too apathetic.
Good chat again this morning. Great encouragement there to get involved with your local school. Simon, thank you so much. We are out of time once again. Let's catch up next week, shall we?
I'll look forward to it.
Good on you, Simon. My regular guest on the line this morning has been Simon Creek from HHG Legal Group. And it is, this Friday is in fact WA PNC Day. So it's all about celebrating and acknowledging all of the volunteer work that a lot of the people do around your school. So if you're involved in your school, well done. Congratulations on getting involved. You are on at 98.5 and this is Weekdays with Mike.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, or visit the website 98five.com.